Hey Richard, how are you?
Doing well. How you guys doing?
Nice to speak with you again.
Very good.
Just curious, how accurate would it be to say when the schedule came out that this was a game that maybe you put a little asterisk next to, say, hey, I'm looking forward to this one?
Well, I feel that way about all of them. This one's no different.
Anyone in particular that you're looking forward to seeing on this Patriots team, organization?
Well, you know, I think, you know, it's a big game for us, and, you know, we got to bring up our A game in order to beat them. You know, it's a team that we respect and have a lot of good players, and, you know, so we'll put our best foot forward.
Richard, since you left New England, how have you changed both on and off the field?
Again, repeat that. A plane was flying overhead. I couldn't barely hear.
since you left New England, how have you changed both as a player and an individual?
Well, you know, I think, you know, in life you grow. You learn from different situations. You know, I've experienced a lot over the course of my career. I've learned a lot, you know, from a lot of different players, and tried to incorporate that into my game. And out here, you know, it's like, you know, I'm the veteran guy around a bunch of young guys, so they keep me young and rejuvenated as well. So, you know, it's been a good mixture for me. And like I said, I feel great. And, you know, it's up to us now. We're just trying to get another win under our belt.
What are you looking forward to in potential battles with Logan Mankins and Matt Light?
Well, they're good players. I got a lot of respect for them. You know, and, you know, I feel like we got a good defensive front, and it'll be a good battle. I think, you know, that's what football is all about, you know, going a good offensive line, going against a good defensive line. You know, they have good players, and, you know, we have good players, and, you know, the team that plays the best on Sunday is going to win. So, you know, it's pretty simple in my mind.
Richard, how well do you know the games of Logan Mankins and Matt Light, considering you, I assume you probably went against them a little bit in practice over the years?
Well, I don't think it's going to have any bearing on this game. They're a game plan team. They do a lot of different things. You know, what we saw the week before really has no bearing. They attack you, you know, where you're weak at. So each week is different for them. So, you know, just watching them on film, they're playing at a high level. And like I said, you know, we got a lot of respect for them. And, you know, it's going to be a great matchup.
How did the X routine get started?
Well, I say it's X-rated. When I throw up the X, put all the kids to sleep. Little kids can't watch that. So that's all it is.
Richard, how much, if reflecting, if at all, have you done, you know, in the last few days, just in terms of the way your time here in New England ended?
Not a whole lot. You know, like I said, that was 3 years ago. You know, all my tensions are, you know, focused on getting my team out here a lot better. So, you know, I think, you know, it's, hold one second for me, guys.
Sure.
I think, you know, yeah, no, I think, you know, like I said, that chapter's closed and over and done with. And I think, you know, you kind of reflect when your career is over. And, you know, I definitely understand I'm on my back nine right now, but, you know, I'm looking to finish strong.
How many more holes left in your course?
That's a good question. You know, as long as I, you know, I'm still playing at a high level and your body feels good and you have a desire to be the best, I think, you know, you still go out and do it. And like I said, I still have that competitive edge. And, you know, I think, you know, I learned from a lot of great guys. And, you know, so you never take anything for granted. And, you know, like I said, I still have the desire to play hard and to, you know, help this team get where it needs to go.
It's been said a couple of times that you were that team's, like, number one pick. That's how they look at you. But how, knowing that it was, like, a shock to the system for that trade, like, how quickly did it take for you to kind of realize that you had to be that leader and whatever you had over here you had to bring over there and kind of change that culture a little bit?
Well, you know, for me, since I got here, my coaches and teammates, they've, you know, embraced me with open arms. And, you know, that I think – you always want to be where you're welcome and where you want it. And, you know, my teammate's giving me a hard time now. So, you know, that's really what it's been all about for me. It's, you know, taking on the responsibilities that's been needed, you know. Different points in your career, you know, you learn and you be quiet and, you know, you do what the veterans do and you always try to lead by example. Sometimes you need to be more vocal. So whatever is needed, I think that's the responsibility that, you know, the leaders have to take on a team. And, you know, it's not just me by myself. I have a, you know, a good supporting cast and everyone's, you know, understanding what we're trying to do here. So, you know, two games doesn't win us anything in this league. And, you know, I think, you know, we got a big challenge this week. So we are, you know, we're looking forward to it.
Richard, I saw you at the funeral for Myra Kraft. I'm just curious why it was important for you to make the effort on the short notice to be here for that.
Well, I think, you know, for me, you know, Myra was a great lady. She was great to the Kraft family, was great to me and my family, and I have a lot of respect for her, and I just wanted to pay my respects. You know, it isn't anything about football. It's about life. And, you know how valuable and precious life is. And, you know, I know how much Mr. Kraft cared for his wife and, you know, loved her. And he was always an example for me and my wife to follow in terms of how he treated her and how she treated him. So, you know, for me, you know, it's about the type of person that you are at the end of the day. So I just wanted to go and pay my respects.
Richard, you kind of touched on this a little bit, but when you were here in New England as a young guy, you had guys like Anthony Pleasant and Ted Washington and some older defensive linemen here. What specifically, how did they prepare you maybe for this stage of your career as a veteran guy?
Well, you're right. They were veteran guys. And, you know, they taught me, you know, how to practice and, you know, what to look for on film and how to take care of your body and, you know, the little things that you can do to be a pro. And I think that's something that I've valued over the course of my career, and I think that, you know, it's given me some staying power right now. You know, just all the little things, when you add it up together in terms of, you know, nutrition and massage and, you know, you name it, they did it. And, you know, I'm just trying to pass that on to my teammates here now.
I don't know how much you've seen the Patriots defense or studied them. I'm sure you probably caught them on TV a little bit. Is it strange for you to see them playing four-man fronts now after being a 3-4 team for a decade?
No, not really. I think we changed in and out even during my time there. So, you know, it's whatever they think that's going to give them the best chance to win. That's what they're going to do. And you never know. It can come out to a 3-4. So we got to be prepared for anything. Expect the unexpected in this league. So, well, you never know. We could come out in a 3-4. So, you know, every situation is different. And, you know, I've been where we played four-man lines some games, you know, three-man lines. So whatever give us the best opportunity to win, that's what we did. And, you know, obviously they got the big bodies inside to get it done. And, you know, so it's what they went to.
Brian Waters and Hugh Jackson both said today that if you spent your entire career in Oakland's 4-3 system, you'd probably go down as one of the greatest defensive tackles of all time. How do you feel about those comments, first? And second, what about Oakland's system has allowed you to succeed in that fashion?
Well, it's a tactile defense, you know, first and foremost. You know, I would say I'm, you know, humbled and honored that, you know, I have a lot of respect for those guys. And in terms of, you know, what Waters has did over the course of his career in Kansas City and the type of player that he is, the professional and the pro that he is on and off the field. You know, for me, you know, I think I didn't categorize myself as just a 4-3 guy or a 3-4 guy. You know, I wanted to be an every-down player, play in any system, whether it's 3-4, I wanted to be the prototype. When they speak of 3-4 defensive ends, I want my name to come up. When they speak of, you know, 4-3 defensive tackles, you know, I'm trying to make my mark there as well. So, you know, I think wherever I'm at, I just want to be the best at doing what I do. And that's just competing. That's just that's just a competitive edge. You know, I just think whatever you do, you want to win it. And, you know, you can't control how good someone else is, but you can control how good you want to be. And your attitude and, you know, how you approach the game. And I think that's what I've, you know, I've been very fortunate and blessed in that regard.
Richard, last thing from us. I'm wondering, it wasn't a player-for-player trade, but the Patriots ended up with offensive tackle Nate Solder for the pick that you were traded for. I'm wondering if you followed him. Have you seen him play? And
Say the last part again.
It wasn't a player-for-player trade, but the pick that you were traded for ended up to be offensive tackle Nate Solder. I'm wondering if you are just interested in his play thus far, if he's a guy you'll watch just because of how you'll be linked to him.
Well, you know, for me, you know, it was a business decision, and they could have went in any route that they wanted to in terms of the draft. So, you know, I don't really get caught up in who they got and, you know, what pick was it, and, you know, I can't control any of that. The only thing I can control is how good I go out and play and, you know, continue to do that. So, you know, like I said, that's really it from my standpoint. I really don't look at it any other way.
Richard, are you hoping to catch up with Bill Belichick at all before or after the game on Sunday?
All my teammates out there, I don't have a problem with anyone.
All right, thank you, Richard.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. All right.